It is, believe it or not, football season already. NDSU is practicing, and Pinto's been going out to NDSU practice, I think, every morning and posting some things on Twitter and posting some photo galleries at KFGO.com. And everybody around here is getting ready for the big opener down at Kansas State. And in fact, I'll be traveling to Kansas State, Manhattan, Kansas, on August 30th to do my program from there, somewhere near the campus, hopefully. Not really sure where that's going to be yet, but we'll find a place to do a program. It's going to be a big day for NDSU football when they take on Kansas State. Very good Division 1A football program coached by Bill Snyder. But that's a long way off. But we do need to talk some football and some NDSU football right now, because I touched the other day on tailgating and my concerns that the tailgating lots up at NDSU were going to be taken up by too many reserve spots. There's going to be too many muckety mucks up there with their big trailers and vans and everything else, taking up all the spots and squeezing out the Buick LeSabres and the Honda Civics from tailgating. And to address this, kind enough to stop on over and explain the situation is Pat Simmers. He is the president of Team Makers. That's the fundraising arm of NDSU Athletics. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Good, Mike.
It's football season, man, right?
It comes
can't
fast.
Be bad.
It comes fast.
Oh, it comes way too fast. It sure does. Okay. You have a lot of things you want to cover in addition to tailgating, so let's get right to it. A lot of great things happening, but I want to hit the tailgating because you heard my setup that half of the big new paved lot for tailgating there west of the Fargo Dome is now taken up by reserve spots. Last year it was all GA. This year half of it is taken up by reserve spots, and that's Team Maker money, right? That money goes to Team Makers, and you made that decision, correct?
To take yes.
Up, okay. So why? Why'd you do that, and what's the explanation behind it?
For me, it was we buy those lots from the Fargo Dome. So we pay all the parking fees. We pay for all the porta-potties. We pay for the security.
Okay.
So, I mean, we use the money we collect. Not that there isn't some margin there, but yep. Yes, before we used to eat all of those expenses. So it helps that. My concern was the safety issue about the number of people lining up 5 hours prior to tailgating. And without adding more reserved, and I took as much or more grief, there are a lot of constituents that would like to reserve the other half.
Oh, I'm sure. I'll
of lot
absolutely.
G.
Yep. Yep.
But again, in response to the common guy, we won't do that. We'll always have some what we call general admission tailgating, where you'll drive up, you'll get in line, and it'll be first come, first serve. We have about 500 spots in that South G lot that'll still be that way. We've removed all the tents from that South lot to create more space on the GA lot. And I don't feel comfortable not having some general admission tailgating.
Sure.
For single game buyers, for people from out of town, for whatever the reason.
Sure.
But so that's where we are. We've doubled our reserve spots from 575, we've added that. So we're a little over 1,100 reserve spots. There will be 500 single game general admission tailgate spots available.
Okay. And that you're comfortable with that number because, you know, you heard me talking on the way in that I'm worried about the guy that maybe doesn't have enough money to afford a reserve spot for the whole season or isn't a season ticket holder or isn't a team maker. He's that common man, the average guy who wants to pull up and tailgate. You're comfortable that there's going to be enough spots for those folks to get in line and wait and have their place to enjoy Bison football?
The people that bought those 575 reserve spots, they were in line also.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So that line should be reduced.
Okay.
The number of people we should be able to handle at capacity should be the same or more than we did in prior years. No one with reserve passes will get to park in lot G unless they get in line for lot G. So all access to reserved will be from the east on Albrecht Drive. They now have to line up in lot D, the lot that's south of the Fargo Dome.
Sure. Yep. Sure. Okay.
They'll line up in D 5.5 hours prior to kickoff. They'll be let into the reserve tailgates. They cannot go from the reserve spots to the GA spots without going out and getting in line.
Okay. And you said that you'll always have spots for GA. You're not going to do the whole G lot as being reserved at this point.
I don't feel comfortable doing the whole G lot reserved without having alternatives for general admission.
Okay.
Right. And today I don't have alternatives.
Well, and that was my next question. And let me make clear, too, is that there's no limit on the people who can be in the lots. It's just the vehicles that can be in the lots. So you can have 500 general admission tailgating spots, but there can be as many people that want to show up. If you want to park someplace else and walk over and have fun, you can do that.
And that's right. We're hoping to save 50 to 100 spots by not letting those people unload and go to Lot G.
Sure.
So we hope to increase the capacity with that one move without ever adding more spots. So,
have you explored more tailgating space? Because that's a question that I've gotten a lot in the last couple of weeks is, well, why don't they just add places to tailgate? And somebody just emailed in or texted in, can you ask Pat whether they could do the Kmart lot across 19th Avenue for expanded tailgating? Have you explored that? And what have you found out?
We're in that process. I've visited with three different parties about doing that. It's a longer process. The city ordinance is tied to the Fargo Dome lots as far as alcohol.
It's an alcohol issue, right?
It's an alcohol issue more than anything else, and a liability that goes along with that. And who wants to take on that liability? So, yes, we're in discussion. Is it going to happen by September 7th? No, because there's more people in on that discussion and that decision than just athletics.
If NDSU wins their third championship in a row this year, it could be a discussion for next year, though, because that, you know, you're a football guy. That's a very great possibility this year that NDSU could win another title.
In a different, that is. You know, odds on favorite, but I coached for 25 years. The hay is not in the barn.
On any given Saturday, one of those type of deals?
One of those deals, yep. Yeah, we're a little bit spoiled. I mean, if you take a 19,000-seat stadium across the country, there's not one that matches the number of parking spots we have at the Fargo Dome. So if we think we have to walk across more than one street, it's a long ways from the
right.
facility.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're lucky to have the space we have. We accommodate a lot of people. A big concern is the traffic a half hour prior to the game as much as the tailgaters. So we're trying to balance that all out, reduce the opportunity for trouble.
Yeah, I've always been amazed that more people haven't gotten hit by vehicles, honestly, before the game, because the police are out there after the game. And I'm not reflecting on NDSU. It's just the way it is. When you have people going across 19th Avenue with thousands of people driving to the dome, some of the people walking and possibly, unfortunately, some of the people driving have probably had a couple of soda pops here and there. It's just a weird situation.
Mike, that's really how we came about to reserve tailgating. I would hide under the table when we opened the gates because we've got people on 40-foot buses lining up 5 hours prior and having a couple soda pops and driving as fast as they could to get their best spot, and people running with folding chairs. It was a disaster waiting to happen. And that's how reserve started. It went extremely well. We're more than pleased with that. The constituents in it are more than pleased.
Mm-hmm.
We expanded a little bit for the same reason. We started having people driving 40 miles an hour from the south side of that lot to the north side of the lot.
Okay. How much is a reserve spot, by the way?
Reserved is 15 a game.
$15 a game?
$15 a game.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And general admission is $3. And I'm not, you know, I've had conversations with parking people about raising that. Because who's paying for the porta potties in those lots and who's paying for security in those lots?
Okay. And that's still not a prohibitive cost. $3, $15 a game, $3 a
game. It's
not
prohibitive.
Isn't a prohibitive cost. I don't think at all. If you're spending whatever on the vehicle and whatever on gas and everything else to come to a Bison game, $3, $4, $5.
And again, many, you know, if you're there early, the number of coolers that roll across from lot C or lot D to join groups that are already
I drive on University. I live over in Oakport Township. I come across the bridge over the river, then come down University. I see coolers rolling down University up by the Humane Society. People are walking that far. Seriously, there's a Vision Bank, I think, over there. People are parking in the Vision Bank, and they're hauling their cooler on wheels from Vision Bank to go tailgating. So they'll be okay if they can do that. I need to take a break, Pat. When we come back, I want to ask you about tickets, because we got a couple emails in about tickets from people. And I know that Fan Day has changed this year for NDSU. That's a big deal for Bison fans. And your 50-50 raffle, positive change, I think, right?
We're excited
about it. For 50-50
raffle.
It's going to be cash-oly, I think, all the way, baby. I need to make a correction, and shockingly, I make a mistake sometimes. Pat Simmers is the executive director of Team Makers, and actually, by rights, his real job title is senior associate athletic director at North Dakota State. But I think Pat will agree that everybody knows him as the Team Makers guy. So when I said president, I didn't mean to offend anybody who might be the actual president of Team Makers. Pat is the executive director of Team Makers. Is that better now?
Yeah, that was kind of a cover for me, Mike.
You didn't have to say that. I was covering
for you. I want my presidents to be happy.
Yeah, everybody be happier. It's not what if I screw something up, it's not Pat's fault. It's my fault. Take it out on me. Tickets, Pat. Holy cow, were people also texting and emailing me saying, what the heck's going on with tickets for Bison football? I can't get them. I can't get through. Blah, blah, blah. What's going on? People want Bison football tickets, I think is what the story is.
You know, and I had our longtime ticket person, Pat Fredrickson, I asked her, I said, what did we do in the old days when I was coaching on Dakota Field? Well, we just kept adding a ring around the fence. And so they never quit selling tickets. We're in an enclosed stadium. You have issues. You have safety issues. And so we had a set number that we can sell. And that's where we are. For years, we talked about this day coming, and it happened overnight. Mm-hmm. 15 months ago, you could get a ticket. The other day, we had our single game tickets go on sale. The ticket office logged 40,000 phone calls the first hour. If you had 25% of that online, you got another 10,000 people online trying to get tickets. So every ticket got sold, a bunch of people got through, a bunch of people didn't get through. And if someone has a design for that system to handle 40,000 calls and 10,000 people online all at one time, we can look at that.
Season tickets were capped at what this year?
12-1 is where we were last year, and we sold the same amount this year.
Is there any thought? And again, it goes back to maybe how does the general public get tickets if you up the season ticket base? But talk of that going higher, the season ticket base going higher, because you know you can sell them. You know you could probably sell out the Dome this year in season tickets or come close to it.
There's talk of it. Again, there'd be we've made everything reserved for this year. Instead of general admission, because we'd sell general admission tickets, and then we'd have standing room only people mm-hmm. go in early and take the general admission seats.
So there's no general admission tickets this year. Everything is reserved.
Everything's an assigned seat.
Oh, okay.
Outside of the student section, you know. So the standing room onlys have no assigned seats.
Okay.
And the students have no assigned seats outside of their areas. So
okay. Need to hit a couple things here quickly in the next couple of minutes. Fan Day, Bison Fan Day coming up when, Pat?
Fan Day is Tuesday, August 20th. Starts at 6 p.m. at the Fargo Dome. And again, it's been a great event for us. We'll have the yard signs there. Posters will be there. Student athletes will be lined up for autographs. Mm-hmm. It'll be quite a production as it has in the past.
Is it different this year than it has been in the past, or is it about the same?
It should be about the same.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't talked with marketing to see if have detailed discussions on what has changed. I asked them about times and what's going to be there.
Sure. Okay.
And
all right.
I'm assuming it's going to be very close to what we've done in the past.
Now, one of the things during a Bison football game at the Fargo Dome that gets a lot of oohs and ahs and some applause is when the winner of the 50-50 raffle is announced. And Bison football fans know that's a fundraiser for Team Makers, and you buy a ticket before the game, right? A raffle ticket for how much are they?
You know, it varies.
Okay.
They're a dollar a ticket, but
you can buy you want.
You
right?
get 15 for $10, and you know. So the larger the purchase, the lower the cost.
Sure,
I think
got
it goes to 40 for 20 at 50 cents a ticket.
But the deal was that you would give away half the money, right? 50.
We always that's what 50-50.
Yeah.
Incurs. We do have some cost there with our volunteers and with our system, but yes, it's been a great a great windfall for our scholarship fund.
And that has changed or is going to change this year. The 50-50 raffle is going to be different this year in what way, Pat?
I'm not sure everyone understood. There was a state law that limited the cash to $4,000. And so we had worked with the Attorney General to be able to use gift cards. So we had numerous gift cards people could use for their balance. But also a mandatory piece is that we hold 25% for income tax.
Okay.
So when we got to $16,000 or the edge of $16,000 prizes, we were going to break one of two laws. We were going to break the IRS regulations, or we were going to not follow the state of North Dakota.
Sure.
Raffles. So the state adjusted that. We can now do cash. So whatever the prize is will be a cash award.
It's all in cash?
So check, but it's same as cash.
Well, you can spend this, but it's all money. It's all cash money.
It's all money. We're out of the gift card game.
Okay.
And the only reason we were in the gift card game and we were happy we could do that is because state law restricted on the amount of cash we
sure.
could give.
Well, that's so somebody could walk out of there, and not to point a spotlight on somebody walking out with a $16,000 check in their pocket, but somebody could walk out of there this year with a check for $16,000 in their pocket.
They would get $16,000 mailed, or they would get $12,000 mailed to them
because of the 25%.
We'll save 25% for taxes, and there's also a restriction that we need to check for any liens.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Prior to sending the money out.
That's a pretty good deal. That's good. I mean, that's a pretty good way to win some money on a Saturday afternoon.
You get $12,000 tax free.
Jeez. And then you guys get some cash out of it too for Bison Athletics for the scholarship fund.
Yes.
Good. Oh, that's cool.
It's been great.
Good, good, good. Anything else you need to get out there, Pat?
No, I just don't think, you know, I think tickets, you know, we have a ticket blog on ndsualumni.com. They can put requests on there. And we encourage all of our ticket holders, if they aren't going to use them, give them to somebody, go online, find someone that's looking for tickets, and get a butt in the seat. And then Friday mornings at 8 a.m., it'll be the same process. You can go online, you can call the ticket office, or you can stand in line to get any tickets that are available. If the students don't pick up all of theirs, if our players' families don't use all of theirs, mm-hmm. if the visiting team doesn't use all of theirs. So we'll have some tickets every Friday morning. They might only be standing room only, mm-hmm. but there will be some every Friday morning.
And if memory serves, my wife would go online Friday mornings last year and check it out just to get a ticket or two. And there were generally some available. I mean, they would last a couple hours on Friday morning, whether it was general admission at that time, which doesn't exist anymore, yes. or standing room only, there was always a ticket to be had. Now, eventually they all went, I think, but sure. it's an opportunity for, because I'm getting emails in now from people saying, well, I don't have season tickets. I can't afford, you know, reserve seat tickets, fancy tickets. How can I get into a game? The answer is, I think, to go online Friday morning or go onto the ticket blog and just work out a deal that way.
And the last opportunity is walk the tailgate lot.
I was just going to say,
see if you can get a ticket from somebody and, you know,
walk the tailgate lot with the cooler on wheels, filled with your favorite beverage, and say, hi, would you like a beer? Oh, do you have a ticket for me? Work out that way. You can do it that way,
right? You wear that little cardboard sign around your neck that says, I need tickets?
I need tickets, yeah. It's perfect. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Thanks,
Simmers,
Mike.
He is the executive director, not the president of Team Makers, and he is the senior associate athletic director at North Dakota State. Going to be a fun football season at NDSU this year. High expectations. Craig Bowl ready to go. He's got his team. I think Levon Perry today, bad setback for him. He's going to miss the first game against Kansas State. That's going to be a setback for NDSU. But a lot of excitement for Bison football.